not a boycott, but a downgrade, Trump to send Vance to South Africa in his stead. By Joel B. Polak on September 7, 2025. President Donald Trump said this weekend that he will not personally attend the G20 summit in South Africa in November, but will send Vice President J.D. Vance instead. Trump's participation had long been in doubt, as had that of the U.S. as a whole, given growing tensions. In February, Secretary of State Marco Rubio boycotted a meeting of G20 foreign ministers in South Africa due to that country's anti-American policies. Those policies have only continued in the months since, with South Africa openly siding with Iran in the aftermath of the 12-day war and the U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear sites. South Africa has also continued to support Hamas against Israel by pursuing a genocide case against Israel. Trump has accused South Africa of genocide toward white farmers. Offering Afrikaner farmers asylum in the U.S., South Africa has vigorously rejected the accusation, though last month President Cyril Ramaphosa endorsed the murderous, anti-white so-called land reforms that Zimbabwe undertook 25 years ago. South Africa's foreign minister, Ronald Lamola, ascribed Trump's decision to the supposed fact that Trump was reluctant to travel a long distance. He said that South Africa welcomed Trump's decision to send Vance. The U.S. will take over the G20 presidency after the summit in Johannesburg. The G20 was conceived as a means of promoting stability by coordinating the leading developed nations and developing nations. However, its original mission has become clouded. South Africa, which currently holds the G20 presidency, focused on solidarity, equality, and sustainability. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Zionist Conspiracy Wants You, now available on Amazon. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.